Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Adrian Hall, and we're talking about push notifications, but they're easy push notifications.
Absolutely, easy push notifications. One of the big pieces is mobile apps are paired with a set of services, and one of those very common ones is how do you reach out and engage your users? And the service that we have in Azure to do that is Notification Hubs that allows you to push to all of your devices, doesn't matter whether they're iOS or Android or Windows, with one command and push them out. The problem has always been a bit around security and a bit about how do you set them up. Mm-hmm. So how does your mobile app communicate to that Notification Hub's back end and get themselves set up? So we've made that easy for you.
That's good, because it's been a little, in my opinion, it's been a little intimidating. Because there's authentication and user identity, there's scoping, there's filtering, there's big notifications like news for everyone, news mm-hmm. for this kind of people, gold, silver, bronze, news for this individual, and then what happens if they have an Android phone and a UWP app,
yep.
but they're the same person, how do you know?
Correct. So we've solved all that. We've added authentication to the registration process, so you can get different tags when you're authenticated versus when you're not. And we've also added a white list of tags that you're allowed to subscribe to, and they can be authenticated as well. So you could have a different set of tags for when you're authenticated mm-hmm. to that you're allowed to subscribe to when you're authenticated versus when you're not.
Okay, cool. Let's see.
So here, what I've got on the screen is a fairly standard mobile app setup. It's got a SQL database, it's got a mobile app, and it's got a notification hub. I'm going to go into the mobile app.
Was all that created for you, or did you?
I created the individual pieces.
Okay.
There is a mobile app, Azure Mobile Apps Quick Start,
okay, that was
which
my
gives
question.
You which gives you an overview of and the, all the bits
step
that you
by
need.
Step to make.
Yeah.
It. Okay.
And I'm going to type in here push in the menu,
okay.
which gets me to the right place. Now, I haven't connected anything yet, so I'm just going to connect the one that I've already created. It's going to ask me. So there's my Zumo push demo.
So the notification hub is the thing that is the bridge between a nice clean API that I can call and N number of mobile
backends.
Backends.
So
okay.
When you're talking about push, you'll talk about the Apple Push Notification System, APNS,
mm-hmm.
The Firebase Cloud Messaging, FCM, which used to be called Google Cloud Messaging. It's the same thing, it's just rebranded.
Okay. Yeah.
And the Microsoft Push Notification System, MPNS, or the universal one, WNS.
So we have a hub of hubs.
We've got a hub of hubs, yes. The hub okay. is you push to that to once, and we handle the communication and the back off and all the things that you need to do in order to communicate with those services to push to millions of people.
Nice. And
so,
I've heard that we use this, like Microsoft uses this, like when we send out news and...
Yep, absolutely. We use this quite considerably.
So, when you say millions, you're not just saying millions.
I'm actually saying hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Hundreds of millions. So the first thing that we note here is that we've got tags, and we can just add in things like topic colon sports,
okay.
and it's client requested, and we can save that. And now that is in the whitelist. So if a client asks for something other than topic sports right now, mm-hmm. it's something that's on the whitelist, then it will just throw it away. You're not going to use it. Why register it? Why do anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Also allows people, because tags are just strings
mm-hmm.
Underneath, then it allows people to stop. It stops people from saying, I want user ID Scott Hanselman.
I see.
Which was a common thing is like if you've got a HTTP endpoint, you can't control who's connecting to
right.
it. You're kind of assuming it,
mm-hmm.
so you can get rid of all the secure
right.
tags.
It's the HTTP equivalent of SQL injection, right? This is a white
Precisely.
List. It's very inclusive. And
very inclusive.
Got it.
We can also do, let's say, topic Seahawks, and we can say. We actually want that. Everyone needs to get topic Seahawks. So even if they don't request it, they get it. And you'll notice it's only automatically added when there's authentication. So that's automatic. So now you get to opt into sports.
Right.
If you're authenticated, you get the Seahawks.
I see.
So that's another one that we can do.
And now, can you if you had hundreds of tags, you could programmatically populate this?
You can programmatically. It's behind the scenes. It's there's app settings that you can do, so you can push them into to ARM.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other interesting thing you can do is you can take the stuff that's in your identity.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're logging in with Azure AD, and you want to push to your email address. So I don't want to push to some random device ID that looks like a GUID. Right. I want to push to Scott Hanselman.
Right.
So what I can do is I can say $aad.emailaddress. And that email address comes from the claims coming from AAD.
You're pulling out of the claim kind of dictionary.
Right. This will now be automatically added. And I can add, you know, this is email colon and the $aad.emailaddress right. will be things. So in your case, it will be email:shanselman@microsoft.com. Automatically added.
Now that email address could have come from Facebook or AAD.
It could come from anything. There's actually an endpoint when you authenticate, so you can go in your mobile app mm-hmm. and you can authenticate, mm-hmm. and then you can go to the /.auth/me endpoint on this and see all the big long list of claims, and you can pick out any one of those claims mm-hmm. and put it in this. So email address, departments, groups that you belong to. So for example,
maybe even city. People in
city,
Portland?
Yep.
Nice.
So you can do city:AAD.city.
Nice.
So
that makes segmentation
for example,
way easier.
Makes segmentation way easier for those sorts of things. Now, if you wanted to do more segmentation, like where are you right now, geofencing, that sort of thing, you probably want to go to something like mobile engagement. Mm-hmm. But this is like for the, I would say probably the 80 to 90% case, this is probably good enough for most mobile applications.
Hmm. So this is abstracting away the authentication, where I come in, it's abstracting away the objects. It's really letting me think about my people from like a business user's perspective.
Yep.
I'm not having to think about whether they're on Android or iOS. I'm not having to think about how they logged in or not.
Precisely. It's simplifying that whole process. Now, the next question that people are going to ask is, how do I actually register my users? Mm-hmm. So I happen to have a book.
There's a book?
There's a book on Azure Mobile Apps. It's aka.ms/ZumoBook.
Zumo being the original code
Zumo
name.
Is the original code name of Azure Mobile.
I hope this is going to show up somewhere in official docs at some point.
I hope so. This one is for Xamarin and C#. I'm hoping to expand this to JavaScript and things like that. But in the chapter 5, there is a whole series of concepts, and in each of these, I do believe I keep the code you need.
I like that you've got an area on recipes because that's what really people
yeah,
want.
Yeah, precisely. Yep, I actually provide the whole how to do the push notifications with the code in this. So you've got a recipe for Android, for iOS, for Windows, with the actual registration with the push notification provider as well.
How long do you think it would take for someone to take an existing app that they've got and just take it to that next level with notifications?
With notifications, the code, with the app service, if you've got an app service already, hooking up the notification hubs is less than 15 minutes. That's including the registration with APNS
Seriously?
Or FCM. So your back end is about 15 minutes, maybe 20.
Sure.
You know, you've got to read.
The
front end, tends to be a bit more complicated. You've got to register your application. You've got to go through code signing, things like that. That's probably about an hour's worth of work.
Hmm.
And most of that is getting your app ready for the code. The code is of the order of 20 lines of code.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we always say things like that, but I always wonder if we've hidden it behind some function called do it, you know, and then it's really thousands of lines of code.
This is actually a code snippet, and it's actually fairly extensive because it's C#, and we do things like capture the exceptions and stuff like that. That's it. That's the entirety thing. And at the end, all I'm doing is I'm doing a HTTP call. So I'm not hiding anything. We're not hiding anything. At the end of it, it's like this is the HTTP call that you need to send. So you can do that with your own HTTP call. You can do it with a library. Like HTTP web request, URL session.
This isn't really a black box where you have...
No, this is...
It's the right layer of abstraction.
Yeah, it's the right layer of abstraction, 20 lines of code.
Hmm.
Now, you will want to do some more. So, for example, when you do a push notification, let's say, you know, you want to send out a marketing thing and you've got a view in your application that brings up the picture that you're sending along in the push notification, that linkage could take some time. You've got to set up the view. You've got to.
So it sounds like the UI for opting into notifications will take longer than the backend for notifications.
Correct. Correct.
Very cool. So this is really something that if someone out there has been thinking that their app is just kind of laying limp there on a phone and it really needs to have that active backend, they can put something like this together, you know, in a day or so.
Yeah, it's a
very comfortably.
Yeah, very comfortably a day. So it's a and push notifications are probably one of the best channels for engaging the users of your application. So as you get into mobile apps, you tend to think about page impressions and daily active users and you know, the very metrics that drive the usage of your app. Push notifications gets the app back into the forefront of your users' minds, gets them more engaged. More engaged equals more money for the mobile developer.
Very cool. So where's the one place you would send people to go and learn about this? Would it be the book?
I would probably go with the book right now, which is aka.ms/ZumoBook.
aka.ms/ZumoBook. Very cool. We're learning all about easy push notifications here on Azure Friday.